Well, hey friends, welcome to my daily teaching video. Great to have you here with me. Hey, for this week, I'm going to be teaching from my new book, The Promise, and I'm going to be teaching all week long about how to grow your faith. Really great, and subject I'm really passionate about. I know it's going to be a blessing to you. Let me do three quick announcements. Firstly, if you are new on my channel, please check out my ministry. Links below. Hit the YouTube subscribe button. Thank you to all of the over 1 million subscribers now to our channel. Number two, I want to say a big thanks to all of the partners of my ministry. You know who you are. We love and appreciate you. If you'd like to become a partner, details below. And lastly, I have a brand new book out called The Promise, all about how to build a promise-filled life and live in and from the promises of God. It's available right now on Amazon as a Kindle or a paperback, and there'll be a link below. Really encourage you to get a copy of this and follow along. Right, let's jump into this teaching. Good, welcome to day one. I really love this subject. Encourage you to get a Bible, a notepad, a pen. Pick up a copy of my new book and let's jump into this. I have my coffee here. Today I'm traveling, I'm on the road. I'm in the city of Lyon, France, in Place des Terreaux, which is just out the window there. It's great to be back here. I actually lived here for a bunch of years in my 20s, and I always like coming back. It's one of my second home places. So we're going to be talking about how to grow your faith. And I think anybody who's ever got around the subject of faith, who's tried to believe God, who has interacted with this subject, has probably asked the question, how do you grow your faith? Now, if you have, you're in good company. The disciples asked the very same question. In Luke 17, verse 5, it says, the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. And Jesus taught them how to increase their faith. It's interesting, though, he didn't teach them to do it in the way they probably thought he would. I often say he didn't just line them in a row, all 12, and anoint them and hit them with lightning. He actually taught them in the preceding verses about a seed, how you plant a seed in the ground and it grows and what effects it has. He spoke about faith as a servant, that you put the servant to work, you sweat the servant, if I can use that. It may sound cruel, but what Jesus is actually saying is don't let your faith be lazy. Your faith is like a muscle, it might be a more modern analogy in a way. Put your faith to work. And I want to begin just by reading a verse I'm going to come back to every day. In 2 Thessalonians 1 verse 3, Paul's writing to the Thessalonians and he says, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly and the love of each one of you abounds one towards another. He says, I'm bound to write to you. Why? Because your faith grows exceedingly. And I want to challenge you today and ask you the self-reflective question in a way, where is your faith? How's your faith doing? Often, I think we're actually not aware of our faith. There's quite a natural thing in most of us that we really don't want to use our faith, because by definition, to use your faith means you have to be in some circumstance you don't wish to be in. If you're going through a trial, you're going to need faith, and most of us don't like to go through trials. So we quite often live with a very unconscious sense of where our faith is at. And that's not good, because I believe the Lord wants our faith to be involved. I think the Lord wants our faith to be invested in big ways and small ways each and every day. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourself whether you are in the faith. Now, of course, Paul's talking about whether you're in the faith, like the faith following Jesus. But at a practical level, he's also saying, examine yourself and see whether you're walking in faith or if you allow doubt and fear and unbelief to come in and quench the things of the Spirit of God. So we need faith and we need to grow in our faith. It's not enough that our faith stays at the same level. You know, I was thinking this a couple of days ago. I have these memories of when I really began living by faith in the 1980s. I was traveling, you know, believing for finances for faith. And I literally remember at the time I'd have a wallet, like a billfold, a wallet. It was empty. And I remember putting scriptures in there instead of money. And I remember holding my wallet up once and saying, Lord, I believe I have $150 in my wallet. I kind of made it my daily confession. And the point I'm making is at the time, that was a stretch for my faith. It's like my faith couldn't see beyond $150. Now, over the course of my life, I've grown in faith. Over the course of my life, my faith has stretched, my faith has increased. Right now, I'm probably believing God for around about $500,000 a year for the churches and ministries and travel and all the different things I do. And you know what? It's kind of easy. That's not a stretch. When I even say that, my heart goes, yeah, that's okay. We've got it. It's not a biggie. Yeah. It's not like if you put some enormous weight, you know, in front of me, 5,000 pound, whatever weight, I might look at it and go, I don't know if I can lift that. If I look at a cup of coffee, I've got it. I can lift that. But I think the Lord wants to stretch and grow our faith till we get to those places. I remember there's a friend of mine in Chicago, and every time I get around this, he's a pastor, every time I get around him, I feel uncomfortable and I feel dirty wouldn't be the word, or condemned, but it's like this guy has such big faith. There's a conference I go to most years in Texas, and I've said this to my friends, one of the reasons I love to go there is the team that lead this conference, the speakers, they're doing big things for God. The faith's at a whole other level to mine. It's sort of like I can't even conceive of some of the things they're doing, and that's good because it stretches me, it propels me, it moves me forward. I once went to this conference and I came back and I decided I'm going to get my church out of debt by the grace of God. And I went on a journey, a faith journey, not an offering journey, for about a year, 18 months, and now my church is completely debt-free. The Bible says, follow those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. So I think it's really important we develop our faith. Faith is amazing. I love the life of faith, and God loves faith. If you think what the Bible says about it, the Bible says, without faith, we cannot please God. Whatever's not of faith is sin. Every single thing that we receive that Jesus provided on the cross, we receive by faith. So I want to, again, just challenge you at the beginning of this week. Come on a journey. Learn to grow your faith. Learn to be, have it as a life goal. And in 6 months' time, a year's time, 5 years' time, you will be in a completely new place of faith. Nearly done here, but I don't want to finish today simply challenging you to grow your faith and not telling you how to do it. You know, the bottom line in growing faith is really this. Mark chapter 4 contains the keys to growing faith. Mark chapter 4 tells us that the seed is the Word of God. And the way you grow faith is by planting faith. In Mark chapter 4, Jesus gives three parables that are all about a seed. One of them, he says, the kingdom of God is like a tiny seed which a man plants in the ground, and when it grows, it becomes a great big tree, and the birds of the air come and find shelter under it. And that's really how you grow faith. Grow is the right word. You put the seed of God's word in your heart, and you let it germinate. You know, I spoke there about finances. I have some memories in the early, probably late 90s or early 2000s, of walking the floor for hours, and I mean hours, saying with my mouth out loud, my God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I literally remember at one point saying this. I was in India at the time, and kind of looking up to heaven going, I don't believe this. Why am I saying this? I do not believe that you will supply all of my needs. I was just being honest with God. The Lord knew. And it's like I felt the Lord smile and pat me on the head and say, I know, that's okay. But just keep saying it. Keep planting the seeds in your heart. And right now, on that subject, I feel like I have an orchard of trees that are producing fruit for me and for others. If you will, the birds of the earth come and find shelter. My faith has provided shelter for others in that area. And a lot of those trees, those fruit-bearing trees, came from the seeds I planted in that season. Selah. Guys, I'll be back tomorrow with another lesson, and walk in faith today. Grow your faith. Well, thank you for watching this far. Again, I'll be back tomorrow with another video. We have over 1,500 videos on our YouTube channel. Do check out those, and I'd love to hear from you in person. Drop me a comment below. Let me know if I can pray for you, and I encourage you to pick up a copy of my new book, The Promise. That's my sleazy commercial. Have a great day wherever you're at, and keep in touch. Bye for now.